We got a lot of static on the Fortas thing. We got a bunch of Republicans, national committees trying to organize a big fight on some oil thing in Puerto Rico. Fortas never had anything to do with it, but he represents the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Some lawyer in his office handled the technical details as far as the Commonwealth's concerned with the Secretary of Interior here. Fortas never had anything to do with it, didn't talk to him, didn't have anything to do with it. Secretary decided it, but some of the oil companies, the major ones, opposed it. I never heard of it, I saw it in the paper, nobody's ever talked to me about it, but that's one of the issues they're hitting him, so I think you better locate Udall and get a complete record of just what Fortas had to do with it, if anything, as an individual. And I also talked to Fortas, he's out in Ohio, they tell me. But there's something
that's... This is recent, is it not?
Huh?
This is recent?
Yeah, last three or four months.
Yeah.
It seems that Venezuela and Puerto Rico got together, and Puerto Rico wants to refine some of its, wants to have a refinery, wants to have an oil complex there where it can furnish its industries, bootstrap operations or something. And Munoz and Betancourt, some of them, some time passed to talk some about it. So Oscar Chapman, apparently representing Phillips, and the papers say Clark Clifford. I know that he has represented him. I don't know whether he represented him this or not. In any event, the Fortas firm represents the Commonwealth, as I understand it. This is largely from the columns that I've seen it. I haven't talked to the firm about it or Fortas. But apparently they applied to Interior to allow them to import oil from Venezuela to Puerto Rico to have it refined. Everybody here is trying to get them to take off the oil quota completely, but they agreed, Interior, Udall did, for good reasons, I suppose. I don't know. He's not a corrupt man, but he agreed to let them import this oil to Puerto Rico to be refined and used in Puerto Rico. But they charged, since Fortas represented them, that that's a disqualification.
I don't think it's really.
Of course it's not. And the second thing is Walter Jenkins, he talked to the Star people and told them Walter Jenkins had six children and that he did this without my knowledge and before I'd ever even discussed it with him. When the Walter Star called about Walter Jenkins, they called Liz Carpenter and wanted to know if it was true.
Yeah.
Liz called Walter Jenkins and asked what to tell him. He told her that he would call her back, that he had some people in his office. He got rid of the people in his office. He went to Abe Fortas. He told Abe the story. Abe went over to Clark. The two of them discussed the story and went to the Star. And Abe says, if the story is true, we think it's some political stuff. We don't know in this campaign, but if it's true, he'll never be in the White House anymore. He's a sick person, and I have urged, after talking to him, and his doctor telling me his blood pressure, to send him to the hospital immediately. And I just want to tell you that he's a married man, got a wife and six children, and I'm not asking you not to run the story, but I'm telling you the humane thing, I want to give you the facts that bear on the humane problem. The Star listened to him and agreed with him and did not run the story. The Republican committee was passing it out to everybody, so they got Scripps Howard to run it. So that's the second charge they make on him. Third is that he was Bobby Baker's lawyer. They don't say anything wrong with it. Or they don't say, I don't think he ever took any fee from Bobby. I don't think he ever appeared from him. I think he just listened.
I think he just listened
to Bobby, but that was it. Now, the big mistake was made, though. He wanted to go off and have a vacation and see Carol. She was upset. She didn't want him going to court. He didn't want to go either, but they set the hearing for August the 5th at my request. I told Sam
Arthur for the 12th.
And then that damn fool wanted to change it, and well, it just gives every hunt organization in America trouble, and he's ready to go on the 5th. And
well, we can get moved back.
I just call up whoever did it tonight, if you can. McClellan did it. Just say you found out from Porter that he can be here the 5th, that his date is wrong, and that since they set it for the 5th, please go on with it so that you can get it as soon as you can so the hunts and all the play can't get over with. And you get these facts, and if you don't mind, I hate to make a principal lobbyist out of you, but this is important to me.
No,
I think you ought to go up and see Dirksen about it and show him the facts and tell Dirksen we want to support Ruska strong for him, according to the FBI.
I was in Ruska's office this morning, Mr. President, and he showed me about 40 telegrams he had against Abe Fortas, and I read them, and they were all the same kind of thing.
What are they?
Don't appoint this liberal, don't appoint this communist, this sort of thing. And then Ruska looked at me. He's a very decent man.
Yeah.
He looked at me. He said, "You don't know the people that wrote them." And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "They're all John Birch."
Well, they are, and they got a lot of right-wingers about it. And I've got a good many saying that certain races are taking over the thing, and they don't own it, and they haven't got a title to it, and that he's a communist, and that all this kind of stuff. So I just don't want them to get built up where
right.
It goes too far. But Ruska, I think, is his friend, and I think if you get Dirksen, you've touched enough bases there.
I spoke to Dirksen, and he made a fairly good statement about it. Not as much as I wanted, but I spoke to him yesterday.
Now, you just tell him that you want to get this hearing and for him to go there and help. Sam Irvin told me he would represent him if he needed to, so that'll get to Sal.
I talked to him, too.
So, I guess the Kennedys will be all right.
Oh, absolutely.
I noticed in the FBI they didn't know anything about him much.
Well, there's no opposition there. I think that's about the way it ought to be, really.
That's good. All right. You just please take it, though, and get that hearing on the 5th. They wanted it the 5th. He had it for the 5th. Abe called up on account of Carroll, wanted it moved back, but he says now, he told me in Ohio, he would be ready the 5th. That's
right.
Thursday.
I'll move that.
So that gives them plenty of notice if they announce in the morning that they're going to have it the 5th originally, because the 12th gets them on and somebody could talk it to death and put it over.
Sure.
Now, you got your poll tax stuff wound up, didn't you?
Yeah, walking on eggs all the way, I can't tell you. I'll tell you someday what the problems on that were, but we got it.
Well, now, were you having any trouble with the conference board?
No.
When are you going to bring it up tomorrow?
They're going to Monday in the House for a vote Tuesday.
Okay, God bless you. You got everything else you want? Immigration, what's that?
They brought it up today, 11:02, and the bell rang before they could take the vote.
They'll
do it Tuesday, but it was stupid. But, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, that's a stupid chairman.
Why in the hell did he talk till 12?
He talked till 11:03, and then, raised the question, and then the bell rang. They said, point of order. Honest to Pete, there are times that I could resign on stupidity.
Thank you, my friend. Anything else? That's the only big problem you got, isn't it, immigration?
Yes, sir. I think it'll work out. We'll get about a 30-4 vote in that committee, and I think we can. I talked to Larry. He was kind of depressed about it. With all the Republicans voting for it, I think we can get a rule on it.
Oh.
At least it's worth a good college try.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Okay.